It's 10 questions on Disney sidekicks as picked by Patreon subscriber Jen Wojnar. This is Trivia with Buds. It be. And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out this show and how you doing today. Hopefully you're having a great day whenever you're listening to this, whether it's on the day it came out or years and years and decades into the future. Wouldn't that be weird if in like 90 years someone was listening to this podcast for the first time? There's going to be so many podcasts to go back and listen to. I can't imagine 90 years from now, somebody would come across mine and be like, let's go back and listen to the Disney Sidekicks Trivia with Buds episode from 2019. But hey, maybe it could happen. So if you're listening in 90 years, what's up? I hope everything hovers, and I hope that, you know, we're all still here in 90 years. Not me. I mean, I would be, let's see, I'd be 120. So that's probably not going to be the best. But, you know, I meant as a planet, we're still here. I'm sure we will be because we know what we're doing for the most part. Or is it all a simulation? Who knows? But hey, welcome to the show. Thanks for listening and subscribing for new episodes every single day. Yesterday, I had my wife on the podcast for a quick one. We recorded on my iPhone, just literally I was laying in bed and she walked in feeding the kid. And I said, let's do this real quick. You haven't been on in a while. And she's like, I guess. So you can listen to that one. It was called 80s Timeline. So if you like that decade, you can go back and listen to a bunch of fun questions about the 1980s. And today's episode is all about Disney sidekicks as picked by my friend, Jen Wojnar. Jen is a great friend and I used to work with her on a couple of different things. Probably most recently, this thing called the Paley Center for the Arts 90th Anniversary NBC special. So we worked on all these different aspects of television on NBC and had to find all these packages and get all these clips cleared to air. So we worked on that together. We worked on Crashlytes together, which was a Nickelodeon clip show with Rob Gronkowski and a bunch of other athletes, including the man, Becky Lynch, which we taped over a year and a half ago. And I think it's, I don't even know if it's aired yet or it's maybe aired recently. I'm not sure, but we taped an episode with The Miz, another wrestler, and that aired just recently for the first time. So they're a little behind on airing those, but it was cool. And I have a really cool video and a clip that I'll post in the Patreon group of Becky Lynch holding my daughter Annabelle and asking her what her wrestling name would be and stuff like that. So it's cool to see the Becky Lynch as you know her now if you watch wrestling, and the badass persona of like not giving up and not caring about anything. Versus this other Becky Lynch holding my sweet, sweet daughter. So it's pretty cool. And I'll post that over on the Patreon page as a special video that you can only watch if you donate to Patreon. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/triviawithbuds and throw a few bucks my way, and I'll throw some rewards your way. Here's some stuff I just sent out. I just sent out a Beetlejuice 8.5 by 11 cardstock glossy print that says the ghost with the most. And it was drawn by my friend Joe Pajak. That's at the $12 level. You get a little artwork from me or a friend of mine, in this case, my friend Joe. And you can follow Joe at cupofjoeanimation.com. And he has tons of animations and illustrations. And we worked together in the past on a little comic strip called Beach Victim Number One, I think it was called. And it was about me being friends with the shark that like bit my leg off in Sharknado. So if you search, I don't know, Ryan Buds and Beach Victim Number One comic strip, something like that, you might come across some of those. I think we did like maybe 30 or 40 of them. And he did all the art and I just kind of came up with the three panels or sometimes four or five panels. So check that out. And again, I'll start posting stuff like this in the Patreon group if it tickles your fancy, if you're a Patreon fan. And you like that kind of thing. So yeah, sent out a Beetlejuice picture, sent out a magnet from Bob's Burgers. It's them, it's the family as those little characters that like Louise carries around. I don't know the name off the top of my head. They're like a green alien looking character. And it's each member of the Bob's Burgers family as one of those alien type creatures. So maybe you got one of those magnets for the $7 tier. That's the Magnet Club. Maybe you're into reading and you want to be in our book club. Last month in January, we sent out a Golden Girls Mad Libs book. And this month, we sent out an actual novel called The Dry by Jane Harper. And it's about this town going through a drought. And this guy goes back to it. And there's all these unsolved crimes. And he's connected to them. So it seems like a cool, kind of like a True Detective type novel. Like if you like that show, True Detective, that's what I got the gist of from reading the back and the cover. and things like that. So that was the first book club book, and you should be getting that very soon in the mail if you're part of our book club. So if any of that stuff kind of jumps out to you and you want to support the show monetarily, that would be greatly encouraged over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. Also, if you want to advertise on this show, maybe you want to sponsor our brand new question of the day coming soon, you can do that. And if you want to, just drop me a line, ryanbuds@gmail.com. I'll tell you what goes into that and how we can promote your business or service if it matches up with the people who would listen to a trivia podcast. So let me know about that. All right, we're going to jump into this quick episode on Disney Sidekicks. I'll give you the 10 sidekicks' names, and you will tell me who they were a sidekick to in the Disney universe. This topic was picked by Jen Wojnar. Here we go. All right, Disney Sidekicks. Again, I will give you the character that is the sidekick, and you'll tell me who they were a sidekick to. Question number one. This is a nice, easy one right off the bat. Thumper. Who was Thumper a sidekick to? Number one, Thumper. Number two, Zazu. Number two, Z-A-Z-U, Zazu. Number two. Question number three, Sven, S-V-E-N. In the Disney universe, who was Sven a sidekick to? Number three, Sven. Number four on your list is Turk, T-E-R-K, Turk. Number five, Timothy, Q, Mouse. Number five, Timothy, Q, Mouse. Number six, Archimedes. Number six, Archimedes. Who is Archimedes a sidekick to? Question number seven, Miko, M-E-E-K-O, Miko. Number eight, Maximus. Number eight, Maximus. Number nine, Lady Cluck. Number nine, Lady Cluck. And number 10, Dante. Who was Dante a sidekick to in the wonderful world of Disney movies? All right, that was the Disney sidekick quiz. I bet you got all 10, Jen, if you're listening to this. We're going to go over the answers and see how many everybody got in just a second. We're back with the answers to Disney sidekicks. We got 10 of them. Let's go over those real quick and see how you did. Number one, Thumper was a sidekick to, of course, Bambi. Remember that little deer, Bambi? Mom gets shot, Thumper comes around. It's sad, and then Thumper shows up. Number two, Zazu. You could have put Simba, I guess, or Mustafa, because he's kind of like a sidekick to both of them, probably more Simba. But I guess Simba's biggest sidekicks would be, Timon and Pumbaa. So I don't know, Zazu, you can go either way. Number three, Sven, Kristoff from Frozen. That is Sven's, his reindeer. And number four, Turk was in Tarzan. Tarzan and Turk go together like peanut butter and jelly. Number five, Timothy Q. Mouse, Dumbo. He's the little mouse with the red bandleader uniform on. Timothy Q. Mouse, Dumbo. Number six, Archimedes is Merlin's owl. Archimedes, Merlin's owl. And I looked up the name Archimedes. He was a Greek mathematician, which I didn't know about. I mean, I knew that the name existed in some place other than this Sword in the Stone, but he was a Greek mathematician, physicist, engineer, inventor, and astronomer. There's Archimedes for you. That's a perfect name for that owl. Number seven, Miko was Pocahontas. Miko, Pocahontas. That was the raccoon, I believe. And Flit or Flick. What was the hummingbird's name? I forget. Number eight, Maximus, Flynn Rider. So I guess they're not really sidekicks, but eventually they kind of become friends because he's kind of hunting them the whole time. Maximus, the white horse, and Flynn Rider from Tangled. Number nine, Lady Cluck and Maid Marian was her sidekick. That was from Robin Hood, Lady Cluck and Maid Marian. And number 10, Dante has the dog named, no wait, Miguel has the dog named Dante from Coco. One of my favorite movies of recent years, and the first movie my daughter Annabelle saw in theaters. We have a cool picture of her giving her ticket to the ticket terror person. And that's the quiz, everybody. From Thumper and Bambi all the way down to Dante and Miguel. Hopefully you got all 10 of those correct. Jen, I already know that you did. That was the episode for today. If you liked it, share this link with a friend. That would be awesome of you. Just tell somebody about this show. If somebody's looking for something to do on their commute, on their dog walk, on their road trip, say, hey, check out this trivia podcast. This guy asks questions, and you can play along. You can pause it, and you can answer out loud, and you can keep score and all that good stuff. And if for all your trivia needs, you can always go to triviawithbuds.com. And all these things are linked in the show notes for every episode, so check those out from time to time. Thanks for listening. Thanks for telling a friend. We'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers.